Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate that ride home today. Austin, let's go ahead and dive right into the top three stories that you really should know about today.
Let's do it.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, District 4 Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger is preparing to bring in traffic engineers. This should happen within the next 30 days to address traffic congestion on Pensacola Beach. Hoffberger said the selected engineering firm will recommend more detailed metrics and new ways to integrate technology.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters say now is the time to start tropical storm preparations. You can save on hurricane supplies starting this week. Florida eliminated the two-week disaster preparedness tax holiday earlier this year. And now as an alternative, a permanent ban on sales tax for select hurricane supplies gets underway on Friday.
And your third story, a new analysis showing that health insurance premiums for Obamacare are set to soar next year. The average person who buys Affordable Care Act insurance got to be paying about 75% more for that premium. The Congressional Budget Office says 8.2 million people could potentially be affected.
All right. Knocking on the door at 5:15 here. We'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Let's see what we got. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but they were worse last hour, so I guess that's some good news. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Got some slight rainfall chances leading in to your Thursday and Friday, but we're going to see the highs tick up in spite of it. Thursday and Friday's highs both sitting at around 93 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, let me run down a couple of events happening in South Alabama. You know, real close here, just 15, 20 minutes just to the west of us. The Hangout Festival returning to Gulf Shores next year. This is some good information.
Right.
The City Council voted to approve a one-year extension for the festival with an option to extend into 2027. Key problems areas they're going to be addressing, and they're pretty generic, and most festivals have these same situations: parking, traffic, and noise complaints. And also from South Alabama, getting to Music City is going to be a little easier starting this fall. A new direct flight from Gulf Shores to Nashville launches in November on Allegiant Airlines. Nashville, by the way, will be the carrier's fifth destination from Gulf Shores.
And this weekend, a local nonprofit is hoping to help area kids get ready to go back to school. Two Winds is hosting their Stuff the Backpack event on Saturday. They're partnering with the Pensacola Lamplighters, Pensacola Heritage Title, and Casks and Flights. It's happening at 10 a.m. Saturday at the Court of DeLuna.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida's annual back-to-school tax holiday will roll out on Friday. Continues throughout the whole month to August 31st. During the extended month-long event, you can purchase school supplies and other eligible items without paying the sales tax.
All right, and you may get a lower car insurance bill this year. We got all the good news for your wallet today. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announced yesterday that rates are dropping. Insurance Commissioner Mike Jaworski says that the top five auto rider insurance groups are indicating an average 6.5% drop. He says those five groups represent almost 80% of the Florida auto market.
Florida has been very, very warm recently. High temps continue today into tomorrow along the east coast of Florida. Well, meteorologist Brandy Campbell has the latest. She's down in Miami Beach today.
By Wednesday morning, nearly 140 million people were under heat advisories and extreme heat warnings as a heat wave continues to impact people in over 25 states across the southeast, going up to the New England states. All of Florida, which is where we are, with an exception of South Florida, is dealing with heat advisories today. Some cities could experience feels-like temperatures around 112 degrees. Outside of Florida, states along the Mississippi River Valley are under extreme heat advisories today with feels-like temperatures reaching up to 120 degrees. The cool-off comes in the next couple of days as storms begin to impact states along the southeast and Gulf Coast. On Miami Beach, I'm Brandy Campbell for Fox Weather.
And a South Florida attraction being recognized on TripAdvisor's 2025 Traveler's Choice Awards, Best of the Best Things to Do. John Pennekamp Coral Reef State Park in Key Largo is number 6 on the list. The undersea park features living coral reefs around Molasses Reef, and the NASA Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in Merritt Island is number 1, and the Stetson Mansion in DeLand is number 5 on the list.
Serious activity going down in the Orlando area today. Florida's Attorney General may remove Orlando area officials. They're refusing to join state immigration enforcement programs. Kicking the Doge guys out of offices and things like that. It's not going to fly since it's backed by the Trump administration. Eben Brown has more. He's down in Miami.
Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer is threatening to oust the Board of Commissioners in Orange County, which includes Orlando, over a refusal to help transport detained migrants. While state law mandates they cooperate, Commission member Kelly Martinez-Semrod says it all comes down, really, to budgets.
We would need to hire more corrections officers to do it on our taxpayer dollar because we don't have enough officers in the jail to transport people to places like Alligator, Alcatraz.
The dispute between the county commissioners and the state attorney general also comes a day after the Florida version of DOGE announced an audit of Orange County government. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
That'll do it every time. Looking down those budget lines. A little bit of fat here, a little bit of fat there. What are we going to cut? We'll find out. A man is charged in the death of his 3-year-old son who drowned in a hotel pool. But I want you to listen to the specifics on how this happened.
Police in Palm Bay, Florida, say Sheriff Omar Smith from Atlanta was asleep on the steps of a hotel pool as his 3-year-old drowned Saturday morning. A housekeeper saw the child, screamed at the man to save him, then pulled him out herself. Smith was charged with aggravated manslaughter after his son was taken off life support 3 days later. Police say he made obscene gestures to hotel staff and paramedics during the rescue effort. Housekeeper says she saw a wine bottle in a bag next to Smith at the pool. An empty bottle was found in his room. The child's mother told officers that she'd left the hotel on business and told Smith over the phone, "Don't take the child to the pool because you're irresponsible." Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you on this Wednesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Learning how to deal with criticism is a major part of life for every person. The 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, helped shed some light on dealing with critics when he said the following, and I quote, "It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, who, at best, knows in the end the triumph of great achievement, and who, at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place will never be with the cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Ladies and gentlemen, critics come and go, but I encourage you to continue to dare greatly.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air tomorrow, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. So Austin was telling me, Motley Crue's coming up here. I guess there you go.
They're not live, but best thing.
Hey, the Fed announces its latest decision on interest rates. I told you before this morning, 5:30, doing scripts. I wrote my scripts up saying Fed's going to leave the numbers as is.
Right.
And then at 1 o'clock today, the Fed left the numbers as is.
Completely unexpected.
Not that it is right, because I do not see there should have been a quarter point drop. Should have been.
Sure.
I'm not getting paid to make those decisions, but it should have been a quarter point drop. Hillary Barsky, she is in with the details.
For the fifth time this year, the central bank will be keeping its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, brushing off repeated calls from President Trump for a rate cut. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Despite elevated uncertainty, the economy is in a solid position. The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The Fed has resisted lowering rates in part to get a better gauge of how President Trump's tariffs will impact inflation. It was not a unanimous decision. For the first time since 1993, two Fed governors dissented, Christopher Waller and Michelle Bowman, voting against the decision and preferring the Fed cut rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
524, what did the markets do today? Well, they dipped a little bit after the Fed chair announcement from Jay Powell, as they call it.
Right.
Well, they don't call him Jerome. They say Jay Powell. All right. Here's Hillary. She's back. She's got the numbers on the markets.
Stocks ending mixed following the Fed's decision on interest rates. As expected, the central bank will be keeping its benchmark rate unchanged at a range of 4.25% to 4.5% for a fifth straight time. Stocks turning lower following Fed Chair Jerome Powell's news conference, with Powell saying that the central bank has not made a decision about a September rate cut. And for the first time since 1993, two Fed governors dissented from the majority decision, voicing a support for a rate cut. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, United Health, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, American Express, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 172 points, the Nasdaq up 31, S&P 500 down 8. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price, you betcha. He's looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, and luckily I don't have much to tell you. We do have several spots with congestion, but none of it's really severe. Your worst-looking spots are seemingly going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and looks like Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but those spots are... they always give you trouble. You know them. They're hellions. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Slight chance of showers over the course of your next couple days, but we're going to see the highs start ticking back up slowly but surely in spite of it. Thursday and Friday's high is currently sitting at 93.
Okay, tsunami waves reached Hawaii and the U.S. West Coast after a large earthquake near Russia. I saw the B-roll on this. They were doing surgery in Russia. When they first broke out, because it was in the middle of the night, and you could see that everything was shaking. I mean, the whole room, everything was rocking and rolling. Speaking of rocking and rolling, Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
A magnitude 8.8 earthquake striking off the coast of Russia, sparking tsunami warnings, watches, advisories, and evacuations across the Pacific. Hawaii bracing for severe impact, but alerts were downgraded early this morning.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning
to a tsunami advisory.
Hawaii Department of Defense Adjutant General Stephen Logan. A tsunami with a 4-foot wave amplitude was reported at Hanalei on the north shore of the Hawaiian island of Kauai. In California's Crescent City, a tsunami with a 3.6-foot wave amplitude was reported. While conditions continue to improve, the National Weather Service stresses currents will be very strong across the Pacific throughout the day. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And a building explosion in Nebraska has resulted in 3 people missing. Fremont's mayor says one Horizon Biofuels employee was inside the plant when it exploded just before noon yesterday. The employee's 2 daughters were also on site waiting for their dad to be done at work. The plant is about 40 miles northwest of Omaha.
Fox News doing a poll coming out today and asking voters if they would support a third political party. Many said, you betcha I would, but not if that party was headed up by Elon Musk. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
After his dust-up with President Trump, Elon Musk said it's time to start a third political party. He calls it the America Party. But the latest Fox News poll finds just 22% would support that. Most of those who would support it are Republican men and independents. Now, overall, 53% think a third party is a good idea. That is down 4 points in 15 years, and the decline was driven mostly by Republicans. While 6 in 10 respondents think third parties are desperately needed, nearly the same number would characterize them as spoilers or distractions. 70% say the political system is rigged against them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the Secret Service has launched an investigation into an agent who allegedly tried to smuggle his wife onto a U.S. Air Force plane bound for Scotland during President Trump's recent trip. The agent reportedly flew his wife to Maryland, where she received a briefing on the trip before being stopped from boarding the plane at Joint Base Andrews. Trump described the situation as a strange story and stated that the Secret Service is handling the matter.
Okay, the Trump administration is also undoing an EPA rule critical for fighting climate change by regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Mark Meredith has more from Los Angeles.
It's taking back a policy dating back to the early Obama years, which gave the EPA sweeping authority to impose regulations to fight climate change. The Trump administration says it's killing off the endangerment finding, which determined that public health and welfare was under direct threat from carbon dioxide and other gases. The energy secretary claims Democrats abused the rule for more than a decade to pass sweeping regulations on everything from electric vehicles to household items. Former vice president turned climate activist Al Gore among those outraged. Gore putting out a statement saying that the EPA announcement ignores the blindingly obvious reality of the climate crisis and sidelines the EPA's own scientists and lawyers in favor of the interests and profits of the fossil fuel industry.
Mortgage rates a bit lower today. Here you are, your 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.77%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage holding steady at 6.03%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Trump administration rolling out a new health tracking system with the help of tech companies like Google and Amazon. This is designed to help people manage chronic health conditions like diabetes and obesity by using tools like conversational AI.
Thanks to this announcement, healthcare providers across the country will also finally be able to kill the clipboard. It's an expression that's used, capital with a capital C, kill the clipboard.
The Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services said patients would need to opt in to share their data, which will be kept secure. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is not going to run for governor of California. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on Fox News Channel. Is this the end of Harris's political future?
I don't think so. She was a very strong attorney general for the state of California. She served well in the Senate. And as vice president, I don't know what her future will bring.
America's listening to Fox News.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janney King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janney King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JanneyKingCleans.com.
Janney King, the king of clean.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Kia Autosport of Pensacola for a special luncheon benefiting Forever Des, a local nonprofit focusing on empowering teen girls. See KiaAutosportPensacola.com for more. Saturday, check out Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Items originate directly from talented on-site vendors up and down Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Today's top three stories.
Yeah, I figured I'd do a Motley Crue doubleheader there. Let's see our first top story this afternoon.
Bring the hairspray.
District 4 Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger preparing to bring in traffic engineers within the next 30 days to address traffic congestion on Pensacola Beach. Hoffberger said the selected engineering firm will recommend more detailed metrics and new ways to integrate technology.
Okay, here's your second story of the afternoon. National Hurricane Center forecasters say now is the time to start tropical storm preparations. I know you don't want to hear, but you got to do it. You really do. You can save on hurricane supplies starting this week. Florida eliminated the two-week disaster preparedness tax holiday earlier this year. You remember that? Well, now, as an alternative, a permanent ban on sales tax for select hurricane supplies gets underway Friday.
All right. And your third top story this afternoon, a new analysis shows that health insurance premiums for Obamacare are set to soar next year. The average person who buys Affordable Care Act insurance will be paying 75% more for their premium. The Congressional Budget Office says 8.2 million people could potentially be affected.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, another big college baseball exhibition game will be played at Wahoo Stadium this fall. It was a good one last year. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves announced FSU will be coming back to the waterfront to play Auburn on October 18th. Last year, the Noles took on Auburn in the exhibition matchup, which Mayor Reeves says drew a huge crowd.
We saw, I believe, the largest crowd ever, close to 6,000 people that ever watched a baseball game in the stadium. And for a game that is an exhibition, I think really says a lot about not only the fan support of Florida State and Auburn, but that this really is thriving baseball community, and I think you can see it there last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited for
6,000 fans.
Yeah, because as he said, Auburn has very passionate fans, and they do have a fan club in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Florida State's popular as a baseball program especially. But when it comes to Florida State and Mississippi State, that's huge. And also, we've previously warned you about Escambia County's public school orientation sessions coming up, and they began today with Pensacola High School. Escambia High's will be tomorrow. However, most other orientations are set for sometime next week. You can find details on those, such as their dates and times, at northescambia.com.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
They have a two-game lead in the Central, and the Brewers now 21 games above 500 at 64-43.
The Brewers are the hottest team in baseball.
Birdie on the ground is short. Ortiz throws him out, and the Brewers have taken the first two games 9-3 tonight against the Cubs. Andrew Vaughn, the grand slam. That was the dagger.
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, The Brewers won for the 15th time in 18 games and moved 2 ahead of the Cubs for first place in the National League Central, dropping Chicago a half game behind the Dodgers in the overall standings. Cubs players wore new T-shirts before the game to honor Cubs legend Hall of Fame second baseman Ryne Sandberg, who died Monday at age 65 after a battle with cancer. The Cubs T-shirts read Forever 23, with Sandberg's jersey number mixed into the word forever. Commemorative patches also on the Cubs jerseys now, as they will appear for the rest of the season. The patch, a rectangular blue strip with the number 23 in red and Sandberg's signature. While Shohei Ohtani struck out in each of his first 4 plate appearances for the first time in his major league career Tuesday against the Reds, the Dodgers came back from 4-2 down to beat Cincinnati 5-4. The Dodgers a game and a half behind the Brewers for the best record in baseball. The Padres scored 5 runs in the 7th inning and beat the Mets 7-1. Manny Machado had a 3-run home run. San Diego has won 4 games in a row. The Mets' Juan Soto left the game with a bruised foot. He fouled the ball off his foot in the 4th inning. In the Braves' 9-6 loss to the Royals, Atlanta star Ronald Acuna Jr. experienced tightness in his right Achilles tendon. Acuna left the game. He's going on the 10-day injured list. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And, of course, we hear about the controversy of international games in the NFL and college football. And the NBA said, well, let me hop in on that. I know it's a little bit different, especially with it being a more global game and there being more games. But still, I'm sure some people will take issue with this. The NBA playing 2 regular season games in Europe this upcoming season. The league announced the Memphis Grizzlies and Orlando Magic will play in Berlin on January 15th. The 2 teams will then play again in London on January 18th. This will be the first time the NBA plays a regular season game in Germany and the 10th in London.
539 News Radio 92.3. Let's not forget about talking about the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night on our sister station.
Thank you for reminding me.
ESPN Detroit taking on the LA Chargers in the 25 Pro Football Hall of Fame game being played in Canton, Ohio.
Right.
And you can hear that game live on our sister station, ESPN, 99.1, 1330. And on.
What are you thinking about?
On the stream.
Our ESPN Pensacola app?
Yeah, right. We cut on the app on that side. So NFL football tomorrow night on our sister station.
Yes,
and our ESPN.
And once again, coverage does start at 7 for that. And of course, this is something else we've been talking a lot about. The burglaries of athletes' homes. Well, suspected burglars at the home of LA Dodgers pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto were apparently scared off by staff on the property. Local news outlets say 3 people jumped over a back fence and into Yamamoto's yard. The glass on the back door was broken, but they did not enter the home. The would-be thieves reportedly ran off when staff turned on the lights, and luckily, no property was taken.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute. The last 4 years, Michigan football had quite some run as they compiled a 48-8 record with 3 Big Ten championships, 4 straight victories against Ohio State, and obviously a national championship. Now Sherrone Moore is looking to build off a strong end to last season as he gets ready to kick off year 2 as the head coach in Ann Arbor, and all eyes are on him to see who he'll pick to start at quarterback, and my guess is that the highly touted freshman QB Bryce Underwood will win the job and start for the Wolverines come week 1. I'm Zach Galba.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
We're definitely going to be late for kickoff. We should be at the game by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I've got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple of towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We miss tailgating because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas. Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cashback app that gets you real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cashback just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the whole first quarter.
Football fans. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEASON25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEASON25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code SEASON25.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, more Americans are paying attention to the chemicals and products that they buy, especially when it comes to plastics. Rich Edson with more about America's awareness about the plastic pervasion.
Compared to the U.S. government, the European Union more aggressively regulates the chemicals allowed in food and personal care products. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has prioritized targeting artificial colors in foods. The FDA commissioner says the administration is reviewing other chemicals. In the meantime, more American consumers are turning to phone apps that analyze products' ingredients and rate them based on how studies suggest they may affect their health. Yuka's co-founder says within the last few months, the United States became the top country represented among its users. Food and personal care companies contend the ingredients they use are safe and in compliance with government standards.
And the Trump administration working with health and information technology companies to make Medicare patient data more accessible. Leaders from over 60 companies, including Google and Amazon, meeting at the White House to discuss a digital health ecosystem. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will be in charge of maintaining the system, which will focus on diabetes and obesity management, the use of conversational AI assistance to help patients, and digital tools like QR codes.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Austin, I appreciate that. Eating healthy and staying active can improve brain functions in older adults. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A study suggests Americans can stay sharper and healthier in their later years by exercising and eating better. Initial research findings published earlier this week show older Americans who followed healthier eating habits and exercised their bodies and minds scored as if they were a year or two younger on brain tests. Geriatrics professor Laura Baker led the study. Researchers are now examining brain scans and blood tests from participants to see if there was any reduction in Alzheimer's-related protein buildup during the study. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And another national survey is out that ranks Mississippi last when it comes to health care. Wallet Hub survey of the states with the best and worst health care company metrics, like the average monthly insurance premiums, the number of physicians, the percentage of insured residents. Alaska and Alabama were at the bottom of the list after Mississippi. The state with the best health care was New Hampshire, followed by Rhode Island and Minnesota.
I want to just remind folks about this. Of course, the sports element of football coming in to play. A lot of folks gambling on the games.
Right.
If you've got a gambling problem, the American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs some help, call 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Gaming experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be taken care of immediately.
All right. And TikTok allowing users accepted into its pilot program to start providing additional context to videos. With the new feature, footnotes deemed helpful by enough contributors who typically have differing opinions will become visible to others. TikTok first announced in April that it was testing footnotes, and it follows moves by other major platforms, including X and Meta.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, let's see what we got here. We did have a texter letting us know that there was an overturned vehicle on Creighton Road next to BJ's. So it doesn't appear to be causing much congestion, but we will be keeping an eye on that. Do have confirmation of an accident in that area. And also, we thank that texter for dropping in. And if you do want to join in on the conversation, feel free to text in 850-437-1620. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots, such as Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, 89 degrees, low of 81. Slight rainfall chances bleeding into your Thursday and Friday, but the high is going to start ticking back up just a tad. Highs of 93 for both days.
Okay, it might be too warm to start thinking about Christmas, but that's not stopping shoppers who are getting a head start on their holiday shopping. Jerry Willis has more of an explanation for you.
With just days before those August tariffs take effect, people aren't willing to wait until Black Friday to score the best sales. They're doing it right now. In fact, a survey by the research firm Civic Science found 21% of people have already started their holiday shopping, compared to just 16% this time last year. Macy's cashed in on the trend. They're running a Black Friday in July sale right now. They're selling holiday items, but also everyday needs like clothes and beauty products. Earlier this month, Amazon doubled the length of their Prime Day to 4 days. They say they made record sales, but we still don't have an exact number. Walmart and Target got in on the action and ran competing sales.
Here's today's business news.
Well, there is an upbeat reading on the job market today. Checking out these numbers here for you. Janika Solazan with more.
Payroll processing company ADP says its latest readings on the job market are encouraging. There were 104,000 new jobs created by private employers this month, more than expected, and June's surprise decline of 33,000 has been revised down to a loss of 23,000. Dr. Neela Richardson, chief economist for ADP, says hiring and pay data are broadly indicative of a healthy economy. Employers have grown more optimistic that consumers, the backbone of the economy, will remain resilient. The monthly employment report is released on Friday, though the ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's update. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Microsoft is joining NVIDIA in the $4 trillion club after posting better-than-expected quarterly results that edged shares higher by 8% in after-hours trading, pushing the company's market cap to roughly $4.1 trillion. The tech giant reporting revenue growth of 18%, driven by its Azure cloud computing business. Stocks were mixed today as investors analyzed fresh earnings and digested the Fed's decision to hold its key borrowing rate steady. The Dow falling more than 170 points, the S&P 500 off the mark by 7, and the NASDAQ gained 31. President Trump says India will pay a tariff of 25% starting August 1st for what he views as unfair trade policies. The penalty is also reportedly over India's purchase of military equipment and energy from Russia. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Adam Sandler's latest is a hole-in-one for Netflix. Good ratings here. Michelle Polino has those numbers.
Happy Gilmore is back on top. Adam Sandler's long-awaited sequel, Happy Gilmore 2, swung into Netflix's number one spot, delivering record-breaking numbers in its opening weekend. The film debuted Friday and pulled in 46.7 million views in just 3 days, making it the biggest U.S. opening ever for a Netflix movie and the best launch for any Sandler film on the platform. The original film also surged to number three globally with 11.4 million views.
Remember the happy place I went to? You go to yours.
The sequel picks up with Happy retired and drowning his sorrows in alcohol until a new cause, funding his daughter's ballet school tuition in Paris, puts him back on the course. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And President Trump getting briefed today on the state of U.S. trade negotiations with China. It'll be with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer. They were in Sweden this week meeting with senior Chinese officials for trade talks. Trump's new tariff rates go into effect on Friday for dozens of countries, but the White House says that talks with China over trade are ongoing.
Well, President Trump says the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision making it harder for Americans to buy homes. By the way, let me just throw this in here. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year fixed mortgage numbers today, 6.77%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage holding steady at 6.03%. Jared Halpern is watching this story for us from the White House.
For the fifth time this year, the Federal Reserve is keeping a key short-term interest rate unchanged, despite regular calls from President Trump for a rate cut.
I hear they're going to do it in September, not today. For what reason? Nobody knows.
The president says the 4% rate is making it too difficult for Americans to refinance mortgages or buy new homes.
It would be nice to have them be able to do that. That would be just another check of a box that would be very important.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has favored keeping rates unchanged, wanting first to see how inflation is impacted by new tariffs imposed by the president. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Amazon agreeing to pay at least $20 million to the New York Times. It comes as a part of a deal first announced between the two companies in May, and it'll give Amazon the right to use the Times to feed the tech giant's AI capabilities. The deal allows Amazon to use editorial content from its daily journalism, NYT Cooking, and The Athletic for AI-related uses.
Well, a top Democrat coming out in support of a stock trading ban. If you remember Nancy Pelosi a couple of years ago and her husband, they were kind of under question for dealing with stocks and things like this. Well, this is what this ban's all about. Ryan Schmelz has the details.
Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in a statement says she's on board with banning stock trading for members of Congress. A statement from her office in support of the Honest Act says, quote, "The American people deserve confidence that their elected leaders are serving the public interest, not their personal portfolios." Pelosi has faced criticism in the past for her stock portfolio that's made her millions. The Honest Act is one of several bills being considered to prevent members of Congress from trading stocks. One of the bills is called the Pelosi Act. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pizzacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
It's 5:55. News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin's grooving out today. Looking at that weather and local traffic together. Yeah, I saw you dancing over there.
I was jamming. But if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you another song by that guy.
Good weather, huh?
Yeah. But thank you for keeping me on topic here. Yeah. Let's see. There's not too much going on the roads congestion-wise, not from what I can see. Maybe a few of our usual spots like Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and maybe a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But those spots should be dying down over the course of the next 10 to 20 minutes. As for your weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Got some rainfall chances that are going to go from this evening bleeding into your next couple days, but the highs are going to sit at a steady 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Kind of smooth that in there nicely. A former world leader has been seen on a date with a famous singer. I'll tell you the names first. Katie and Justin.
Yes.
I could never see this one coming. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Pop star Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau turned heads in Montreal this week after sharing a two-hour dinner at an upscale restaurant. Photos and video published by TMZ showed the two in an animated conversation Monday night, sparking online buzz about a possible romance, but restaurant rep Samantha Jin says it looks strictly friendly. Perry is currently on tour in Canada. Both Trudeau and Perry recently split with their partners. Perry was engaged until recently to actor Orlando Bloom, and Trudeau split with his wife in 2023. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And actor Keanu Reeves may soon be reunited with watches that were stolen from his L.A. home nearly 2 years ago. Six watches, including a $10,000 Rolex, were reportedly recovered in law enforcement raids in Chile and handed over to the FBI. The Matrix and John Wick actor, known as a watch aficionado who would often give members of his production crews expensive timepieces, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in the Chilean capital of Santiago discussing, among other issues, burglary crews from that region targeting the United States.
And I was praising the values of In-N-Out Burger just last week.
A far humbler
interest. Great hamburger it was. Guess what? They just won the best burger title in the country. Lillian Wu has the explanation.
Habit Burger Grill turns out the best fast food burger in the country, according to USA Today readers, who anointed it number one for the second year running for its double char, with its two freshly char-grilled beef patties, caramelized onions, fresh lettuce, and tomato, pickles, and mayo on a toasted bun. In second place, A&W's Papa Burger, the Jumbo Jack Cheeseburger from Jack in the Box taking third place, and the Double Double In-N-Out Burger slipping to fourth. Also making the top 10, burgers from Culver's, Five Guys, Shake Shack, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Burger King, and Whataburger. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I think we had four of those restaurants in our neighborhood.
I'm a big Whataburger guy. You know, Keanu Reeves, he likes his watches. I like my Whataburger.
I see you are. That's what we got you for your birthday present this year.
And I'm very appreciative. For I use that card today.
You know, that's you dropped hints every day when yes. I see the Whataburger up over there. Hey, today marks 50 years since labor leader Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. As the search for answers continues, this has been a real mystery. Eric Sean has more for us.
Jimmy Hoffa was last seen standing here outside the old Marcus Red Fox restaurant, waiting to be driven to a meeting. He wanted to help from a Teamster official and mobster for his run for Teamsters president. He was challenging the incumbent Teamsters president, Frank Fitzsimmons, and he accused Fitzsimmons of turning the Teamsters union over to organized crime. James P. Hoffa, a former Teamsters president, told me that Fitzsimmons teamed up with the mob to assassinate his father.
They got together and said, how do we make sure he doesn't come back? Because they were afraid, because they knew if he did come back, he would win the election and he would pick back the union. And they knew that. And the only way to stop him was to kill him.
He says Vito, Billy Jack Jackalone, and Anthony, Tony Jack Jackalone were responsible.
All right, and the original star of Gremlins says there may be a Gremlins 3. Zach Galligan starred in both the 1984 classic and the 1990 sequel. Last week, he spoke at the UK Comic Con in Manchester and said Warner Brothers is incredibly interested in Gremlins 3 and that after 35 years, they've finally come up with a script.
Preferred premiere seating for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show November 7th and 8th will go on sale Friday morning, 11 a.m., of course, general admission to the show free. Tickets for flight line, chalet, and box seating are not free. Individuals interested in purchasing those seats, just go to the NAS Pensacola website. Take care of business. All right, coming up in about 12 minutes, we'll have some more information for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.